For years, Ku'ule Williams has wanted to get into the Department of Education. No, she doesn't need a job. She already has one, which is why she wants to get into the DOE. Ku'ule Williams is the head of Aloha Harvest, an organization that redistributes unused food. And with the state serving some 500,000 school meals across the state every week, there is a lot of wasted school food. Though at the moment, no one really knows exactly how much. Whatever the amount, Ku'ule Williams would like to capture it and get it into hungry and often hidden mouths. That will take some creativity to deftly move through a minefield of protocols. We're going to talk about some of that now. Ku'ule Williams, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Beth Ann.
We talk a lot about not wanting to waste, and we tell our kids at home, you know, take what you want what you take, don't waste it, all that. But it seems that gets really forgotten at school when they get their tray full of lunch and you see whole milk cartons, unused, unopened, tossed into the rubbish, pieces of fruit, all of this. And yet, because of, you know, certain requirements, you can't pick up that food and take it away. Is there anything that you can see that might change that?
Well, at least right now, we're not being able to take it away. But I don't see anything that would prevent us from being able to do with that. The unopened milk cartons, the pieces of fruit, as you said, are all perfectly good food that we could rescue from being thrown away and ending in our landfill. Wet moisture food in the landfill really is not good for it. It really slows the process down, for one, but it also creates a methane gas that breaks down the ozone layer. And so we want to prevent that from happening. Plus, in Hawaii alone, we are throwing away 273,000 tons of food a year. And we would love to get into the DOE to try and get some of that food captured from the cafeterias to prevent it from throwing away and feeding the hungry and homeless that we have here on Oahu.
You have tried to do that. I know last year you were hopeful that,
yes,
at least when we spoke, that there would be a pilot program during the summer. What happened with that?
I'm not quite sure what happened at the DOE level. I know they had some more questions internally. I don't know if it's more of just not knowing that there is no liability because of the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Law. There's a lot of people that still are not aware of that. And so this would apply as well with the DOE, that there is no liability. We also provide all the food containers to pick up any of their excess food. And there's also excess food because they never know, I shouldn't say never, but they're not real sure on how much they're going to have excess every day. And so maybe there's some hamburger patties that they didn't cook that day, and it's in the freezer, and there's not enough for another meal. Maybe they can donate that to Aloha Harvest as well. There's also some items, if it hasn't been out on a tray, that they haven't used, like maybe salad, or maybe there's bread. There are a lot of items that is in the cafeterias that we can rescue and help with our homeless.
Part of that goes back, though, to the policy of how you give the food to a student.
Correct.
You know, really asking, perhaps, do you want this? Not just loading up the tray and saying, here, kid, off you go, but finding out whether that is going to be something that they truly want. Because sometimes I've seen kids, I've been there, and they just sort of get their tray, and then, I don't want this, and they just literally walk by the rubbish before they even hit the table.
That's true.
And they've thrown out stuff that they don't really care for.
And I know that, you know, there's a certain, like, it has to be a wholesome, well-rounded meal that they're served. But a lot of the kids are not eating a lot of that food. And so I agree with you that, you know, maybe they should have choices. Would you like this or not like this? And, you know, still the food that they are receiving is still going to be healthy. But if they're not going to eat that piece of fruit, then why are we putting it on the plate? If they're not a milk drinker, then why are we putting it on the plate? I think there are things that can be done. Of course, I don't know all the rules or the, you know, guidelines that they have to abide by. But I'm sure that there's a lot that can be done that possibly could help reduce the amount of food that is being thrown away.
Isn't there also a law about being able to have the hotels and other hospitality organizations that have food being able to donate it to you, that they should be doing that? And the real question is, can that be leveraged into how we handle the school food?
Yeah, I think it can be. It's actually the revised ordinance of Chapter 9, Section 3.5 states that any of the large hotels, restaurants, even caterers that provide food would donate their excess instead of throwing it away. And I think DOE would fit right into this category, that it would be one way for it to prevent. This was enacted in, I think it was January of 1997, but unfortunately it's not mandated. I mean, it's not enforced, but it is mandated. It's not enforced. And if we could have a little bit more enforcement on that, that these large hotels and restaurants and even the schools.
What does that look like, Kool-Aid, to say to have enforcement, to have a policy internally where they go through and say, okay, here's the food, and find a conduit to be getting it out of there, or someone who's actually coming in and saying, how much excess food do you have? What does enforcement mean?
I think for each for the DOE, I would be saying that it would be, I don't know if it's permission is the right word, but allow them to be able to give that excess food to Aloha Harvest. We are listed with the EPA and with the Department of Environmental Services as one of the agencies that they can call and contact to have the rescued food given to. And with this being on there, I think that is a means that they could provide that for us to bring that. But I think it's just, the cafeteria workers are just waiting for that approval, or that it's okay to donate that food to Aloha Harvest.
Because they're scared.
Yes, yes. We do have people who have been telling us, who work in those areas, that tell us, you know, we throw so much food away and we would love to donate it to Aloha Harvest. So I know that there is excess out there. It's just a matter of allowing them to donate it to Aloha Harvest.
Part of the issue, too, is how you get that food, if you're able to get that food, to people who really are hungry and yet hidden. We know that there are lots of people that we see on the street, but there are a lot of people who aren't. And finding some common place where they could be able to get that food in an area where we say that we care so much about our friends, our neighbors, everyone. We pay a lot of lip service to that, but this seems to be a tangible way of being able to evidence it.
Yes, and I think that's the beauty of people donating to Aloha Harvest, because we do collaborate with about 180 social service agencies who work directly with these clients, who give this food to the clients. And by us being able to work with so many, the food that we do rescue, we can spread it out and help meet the need and that basic need of food to the people who don't have that ability to walk and go grocery shopping or walk into a restaurant and order food. They don't have that. They don't have the means.
Well, we're going to stay on this and see what happens with the DOE. Shameful to see so much food wasted when there are so many hungry people. And we all know this and we all talk about it, but this could be a way to demonstrate
that.
It'd
be nice to be put into action. Yes.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kool-Aid Williams is the executive director of Aloha Harvest. Since 2008, the organization has doubled the amount of food rescued and redistributed. Her latest focus is finding a way to work with the State Department of Education to rescue wasted school food.